Welcome to Horror Movie Yearbook. I am your host, Willie Gibbs, and with me is my fellow host, Mr. Tim Long.
Yep.
Sipping on a beer right now. What do you got over there?
It's a Modelo Especial.
Ooh, yeah. Very fancy.
It's Modelo time, folks.
There it is. Crack it open, buddy. We are here to talk today about some very fun stuff. We're going to be doing a little bit of a new thing on the show here. I can't say it'll ever return. We'll see how it goes, right?
Yeah, we'll see how it goes.
It might go really well.
There's like one or two other things maybe in the horror genre we could do this with.
But yes, there's not a ton, so enjoy it, hopefully. We're going to be doing a slasher villain draft.
Yes.
Much in the style of many professional sports drafts.
Yeah. If you've ever done like fantasy football.
Yep. We're going to be drafting what we consider to be the perfect team's perfect 10-man or woman or creature rosters.
Yes.
To build the special team that we want you guys to give us feedback on. We want you guys to, when all is said and done, you tell us who won this draft. Who's ending their season with that championship ring or trophy or cup?
They would cut it off with the hand still on it as they were handed the trophy.
Yeah, it'd be like a golden machete they'd be handed or something cool like that. Anyway, if you want to send us feedback on this episode or any other episode or ideas or anything you want, please do so. We are on Facebook. You can find us on Twitter at HM Yearbook. We're on Instagram. You can email us horrormovieyearbook@gmail.com. All sorts of great ways to find us. Tim, speaking of feedback, we do have one or two things to address, correct?
Yeah, we got a couple pieces of feedback, so thank you very much, folks. The first one on Twitter, Dave Lee Richards gave us a bit of a shout-out. He said, I stumbled across Horror Movie Yearbook after looking for some horror movie podcasts. Enjoyed the Lost Boys episode. Looking forward to listen to the Alien one tonight, so... Thank you, Dave. Hope you enjoyed the Alien one as well.
Yeah, I hope so.
Yeah, Lost Boys one was fun. I enjoyed that one. So,
I love Lost Boys.
Yeah,
I can't quit Lost Boys.
Oh, I have to ask you a question about Lost Boys related off the air.
Okay.
About Tim Capello.
Oh.
Yeah. Do you know the price of that? He's coming to town next week.
I don't know it. Okay. I will find out while we are we're chatting here.
Speaking of Lost Boys. On Instagram, Jamie G616. I always miss the G. She alerted us. She took a photo on the Lost Boys Bridge, kind of hanging from it.
So cool.
Yeah, it's really cool. And it's at the I Like Scary Movies experience. And this is, I think, in L.A.?
Yeah, it looks like it's L.A. Yep.
It looks awesome.
Yeah, it's yet another thing I want to go to that's very far from here.
Thank you for the heads up on this because, we would like to go.
Yeah, if I'm able to make it out to L.A., I'll be going to that for sure. Yes. No question.
Yeah, because it looks very cool. There's like some Shining stuff out there, some Beetlejuice stuff. That looking on the hashtag.
Cool smattering of stuff, some Nightmare on Elm Street stuff.
And stay safe out there, California listeners.
Yes.
Because it's getting, yeah.
Yeah, please.
Yeah, so, yeah, hopefully everything's going well for you guys. One other thing. We got another piece of mail, but it was just to me. Steve sent me. Our good friend Steve sent me a can koozie that says, remember when the time RoboCop shot that dude in the dick.
Yeah, that's one of the greats.
So I want to say thank you. We got another piece of actual mail. That's how legit we are here. We have received numerous now.
So special.
Actual mail. And the last one, friend of the podcast, one Mr. Will Tumajanian. Will 2K.
Will 2K, the Willennium.
as we like to call. He has been binging our show.
He has.
And he has been texting us randomly.
It's very fun.
And it's very fun because I don't remember half of the things that have
we
been
say?
Said on here.
Nope.
Most of the time, they come out of my mouth and leave me forever.
I know.
But he was a big fan of our 1994 episode, particularly the OJ related material.
Well,
on that.
I remember having a lot of fun with that.
Yes.
You were on an OJ kick right then.
I was. Yeah. Well, it was a big time that was like 2 or 3 years ago now. It was a big time for the juice.
Yep.
He has a Twitter account now.
Oh, Jesus.
It's not good.
I'm looking that up.
It's not good. So, Will, I hope you're enjoying. You've got quite the journey ahead of you. I believe you're only about 15 or 16 episodes in now. But enjoy yourself. He also wanted to make sure that He thanked us for reminding him of Audition. I would not have pegged Will as someone who has seen Audition before, but apparently he had. So,
oh, well, there you go.
I'm glad we could talk about it for him again.
I know. God love Will.
Yeah. So, Willie, anything else?
I'm looking at OJ's Twitter, so.
So you're done for the rest of the episode.
Yeah, you won't be hearing from me anymore.
A lot of stuff of him golfing. He retweeted what I thought was like a OJ's a murderer kind of like pun tweet.
He's tweeting a lot of videos of himself chatting about things. I'm not sure.
Finding the real killer, I'm sure.
Yeah, I'm not sure what's going on here. But, you know, best of luck to you, OJ, I guess.
And hey, if you follow him, I mean, best of luck to you.
Yeah, I won't be. But
you just don't steal his Heisman Trophy.
Yikes. Okay, I'm off of OJ's Twitter now. I feel like I'm in a safe place now.
What was the other thing you were looking up? I totally blanked on it now.
The Tim Capello concert.
Oh, that's right. Well. That's okay. You do that because then I want to say the game nerds were talking Crash Team Racing, I think last week, and it's out now. So Crash Team Racing, CTR, I think they're talking Super Mario Maker 2, which I tried so hard to make a level based on Get Out, but I can't do it. Like, I just, like, it's not working for me. I'm not good enough, skilled enough with making Mario levels right now.
Really?
I have the concept, and I know exactly what I want to do, but I can't get it down, so.
Yeah, I,
If I ever do make horror-themed Mario Maker levels, I'll let the people know.
There you go.
And I'll let them know.
Oh, I would love that.
Yeah.
I'd play that for sure.
Are you back on OJ's Twitter?
No, I'm just trying to figure out this Tim Capello.
Yeah, situation. Well, we can discuss, because I couldn't find it either. Basically, here's what's happening. Tim Capello is putting on a concert in Detroit next weekend at a jazz club.
Yes.
And we can't figure out if it's something where you pay a cover at the door, maybe,
at this club. I don't know.
Or if it's something you have to buy tickets for in advance, because he does not have them on his website. It just has tour dates online somewhere.
I'll figure it out.
I'm almost guessing it might be something that, like, you pay at the door, like a $20 cover, and then...
That could be the case.
And then Tim takes you away.
He takes you on a journey, on a musical journey.
Yes.
Love that.
Blood on the Reed. Album out now. All right, Will, you ready to get into this draft?
I'm ready.
All right. So here's what's going to happen, folks. We wanted to do something different. We wanted to do, like, a bracket-style episode, but I didn't want to do a bracket again. So we figured, like, let's do a draft. So here's what's going to happen. We're both going to get 10 picks, and the time limit's going to be set at 2 minutes a person, 2 minutes a pick. You want to do...
$15.
Oh, $15. Thank you. And is it tickets, advance tickets?
No, I don't think so. I think it's at the door.
So what we're going to do is we're going to do a draft, kind of in the vein of like a fantasy football, fantasy basketball.
Round one, round two, round three, so on and so forth.
Each of us is going to get 10 picks.
Yep.
2 minute rounds.
Okay.
So I don't know if it's going to take us 2 minutes. If you want to take the full 2 minutes, go for it.
All right.
We're just going to have to find some ways to kill the dead air if we're looking through. I think we'll be fine. But we're going to build what we consider our perfect slasher team.
Yeah, and I think give a brief reasoning for why this person in a list of, you know, over 100 slasher movie villains, why?
Yes.
Why this person?
And we kind of picked 100 slashers kind of at random. We tried to get the big ones on here is what we tried to do. We tried to get the big ones. There are some oddballs on here. We probably missed some too, but if we miss some past 100 and it's not one of the big ones, then I don't, maybe he's playing for another league and maybe he's on another podcast, another slasher podcast. We don't really have any set rules. I have a strategy that I'm going to utilize.
Sure. And yeah, I think, we talked about it a little bit.
Yeah.
I think we both had similar ideas in terms of rounding out a team. You know, a team's not made up of all quarterbacks, right?
If you want to pick all the Jasons, go for it.
Go for it.
Yeah.
Have a whole roster of Jasons. Personally, I think that's too many dumb zombie guys.
You're not going to get much done there.
No.
No. You need a quarterback.
You sure do.
Yeah, and we've got some quarterbacks on here.
We do. Tim, you know what? I mean, you went to the trouble.
You want me to read them all off?
Putting together? No. No.
I bet you I could do this in 2 minutes.
Could you? You can read off everybody in 2 minutes. All everybody right. we have to choose from. Okay.
Okay.
I'm timing you right now. I'm going to put 2 minutes on
you know
timer.
I can't do this because I'll start talking. Okay, just a heads up. We left a couple off. I won't mention. We left. Okay, nope. I'm just going to go. Well, let me know when you're ready.
Yeah. 1, 2, 3, go.
Michael Myers. Rob Zombie's Michael Myers. Pamela Voorhees. Part 2 Jason. Part 3 Jason. Part 4 Jason. Roy Burns. Part 6 Jason. Part 7 Jason. Part 8 Jason. Jason Goes to Hell Jason. Uber Jason. Remake Jason. Freddy Krueger. Cropsy from The Burning. The Leprechaun. Chucky. Ghostface from Scream 1. Ghostface from Scream 2. Ghostface from Scream 3. Ghostface from Scream 4. Leatherface. Victor Crowley. Leslie Vernon. The Hook Killer from I Know What You Did Last Summer. Pinhead. Norman Bates. One Eye from Wrong Turn. Ricky Chapman from Silent Night Deadly Night. Candyman. The Strangers. Jigsaw. Horace Pinker. The Snowman from Jack Frost. Angela from Sleepaway Camp. Spoiler. Dr. Giggles. The Prowler. Billy Lens from Black Christmas. Frank Zito from Maniac. Bill Roberts from Intruder. Driller Killer from Slumber Party Massacre. Not the Driller Killer from Abel Ferrara's The Driller Killer. Irving Wallace from Stage Fright. Harry Warden from My Bloody Valentine. Madman Mars. Terry Fairchild from The Initiation. Eric from The House on Sorority Row. Mahogany from Midnight Meat Tray, baby. Gunther from The Fun House. Alex Hammond from Prom Night. Mary Lou from Prom Night 2. Hello, Mary Lou. Mrs. Trudoni from Alice Sweet Alice. Andrew Garth from Hell Night. Richard Evil Sullivan from New Year's Evil. George Tatum from Nightmare. Ann Thomas from Happy Birthday to Me. The Bacon Brothers from Slaughterhouse. Not the band, The Bacon Brothers. Shredder. Frank Hawks from Alone in the Dark. Kenny Hampson from Terror Train. Dean Foley from Pieces. Leonard Marlison from Cherry Falls. Brenda Bates from Urban Legend. The Mutilator. The Phantom Killer from The Town That Dreaded Sundown. Brian Woods, Cutting Class. Mr. Sloss and Tourist Trap. Ah, the Boogeyman. Toby from Popcorn. The Ice Cream Man. Catherine. The Ghost in Death Spa. Whoa. Maniac Cop. Blade from Puppet Master. Uncle Sam. From the movie Uncle Sam. The Dentist, Corbin Bergson. The Wishmaster, Jacob Goodnight Kane, See No Evil. The Vincent Twins from House of Wax. Jeremy Melton from Valentine. Crone Skull, The Creeper, Pumpkinhead, Mr. Jangles from Venom. The Collector, Babyface, Happy Death Day. The Ripper, My Soul to Take. Cinder Hella from Detention. The Other from Hellfest. Charlie Grimley from The Gallows. Oh no! The Mountain Twins, Just Before Dawn. Douglas the Fan. Ray, He Knows You're Alone, The Scarecrow from Dark Knight of the Scarecrow. Kevin Badger from Graduation Day, The Stepfather. The Kids from Bloody Birthday. Reno Miller from The Driller Killer. Oh, I do have that one on here. Kirk Smith from Don't Answer the Phone. Todd and Terry from Blood Rage, The Ginger Dead Man, and The Bye Bye Man. Oh my God, did that just go off?
Yep.
What was that? Was that like a minute and 59 seconds I got that in?
You were like right at the 2 minute mark.
Holy, I'm really happy.
Really close. Very well done.
So if you're paying attention, we missed Jason. From Freddy versus Jason.
Yeah.
But he's kind of weak because all you got to do is throw water at him.
Yeah, get him wet.
I need a drink.
All right, Tim. Well, you take a quick break. I think that you should get first round pick. You went to all the trouble of putting this thing together.
Oh, I was going to flip for it, but.
No.
Okay.
I'm going to give you the first pick.
Okay. So, let me get the stopwatch ready. I got 2 minutes on the clock.
To make your pick.
For all my first pick. I am going to start it now. So, I'm looking at this list, and you're going to want to put up points in this, basically. You're going to want to pick like a wide receiver or running back, like in fantasy football. Someone's going to get you a ton of points.
Of course.
So when I think that, I want a couple brutes on this team.
Of course.
I want some big, beefy brutes.
Yep.
So for my first pick, I'm going to want someone who's going to rack up the kills.
Yep.
And there are a couple that have caught my eye immediately.
Okay.
And I think the three big brutes on here, and you can tell me if you disagree or you don't, Uber Jason.
Yep.
Rob Zombie's version of Michael Myers.
Yep.
And I'm going to say Victor Crowley.
Yep. All three of those would be up there.
And
two of them portrayed by Kane Hodder.
Yeah. I am going to go with my first pick. I'm going to go Uber Jason from Jason X.
Great tank.
He's a tank. The only way you're going to kill him is to like, how do they kill him in Jason X? They like go through space and
he
burns up in the atmosphere. Yeah, he does it. So I'm going to go, because, I mean, if that's one of the only ways you can kill him, I think he's pretty unstoppable when it comes. So he's my first pick, and we can take him off the board. I'm going with Uber Jason from Jason X.
Beautiful. I actually had a similar idea. I was going to go with my brute first, because I want to make sure that we get, there's not a ton of them.
Right.
That count as, like, tanks, and you got to go with somebody. So I think you mentioned Victor Crowley, the Michael Myers, the Tyler Mayne Michael Myers. Great choices. I'm going to go with Pumpkinhead.
You're going Pumpkinhead.
Who is a beast. That guy's huge. He's got those long limbs that he can swing around and knock people out from a while away. I think he can make it happen. And, yes, Pumpkinhead is a little bit contained by the idea that he's like a vengeance demon, but if the leader of this crew that I'm assembling here is the one that awakens Pumpkinhead, Pumpkinhead's going to do their bidding mindlessly and unstoppably. Okay?
Yeah, Pumpkinhead's almost a twofer, too, because he's got some, like, supernatural.
He's got a little element. Bit of that element. Yeah, certainly. So I got to go Pumpkinhead is going to fill the role of at least one of my two tanks if I go with a secondary.
Okay.
He's going to fill that role for me.
Okay, so round one is done. You've got Pumpkinhead.
Yep.
With the first pick.
Yep.
I have Uber Jason from Jason X.
Very good.
Okay. All right. Are we going to do it snake style? So you go first? Yeah, let's do that. So you go first next round.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. You are on the clock. You got 2 minutes here.
Cool. So here's the thing that's tricky about drafting. I want to get a good leader in here, right? But I'm not sure that you and I were going to necessarily have the same exact idea about who our leader should be. But I'm going to do that this time. I'm going to go with the person who's going to lead this team to victory.
Okay.
How do you do that, right? Well, you got to go with somebody who has a human mind. You have to go with somebody who can think, right? But a lot of these people are absolute psychopaths.
Yes.
Right? I mean, most of them are. All of them are. But I want to go with somebody who has proven that they are calculated, that they can make smart decisions and get themselves out of a pickle in a tight spot, and not just go off the rails and go crazy, mm-hmm. okay? I'm going to go, my team leader is going to be Angela from the Sleepaway Camp franchise. Here's why.
Uh-huh.
Angela, over the course of those four films, is able to get by sneakily doing her business under everybody's nose, okay? Exposes herself, literally and figuratively. Gets locked up.
Yes.
Breaks out of the asylum, changes her identity completely, and gets back to a summer camp. That's impressive.
I forgot completely that's impressive. In the sequels. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay. Does it all over again twice, then, for years, is dormant, pops back up, and spends the entire movie as a male cop. Without you knowing it's her. She's sneaky, and she's tricky, and
Which
she's got a plan.
Which one is that?
That's that crappy fourth one. She's got a plan.
With those psychotic kids?
Yes.
Yeah.
She's got a plan, and she knows how to execute that plan. I'm going with Angela.
Ah, God, that's a good pick.
Thank you.
Okay. So, you've got God, what a combo you've started off with.
And Pumpkinhead could be awoken by Angela. She could easily say, you're doing my bidding now.
You and I are in the same boat when it comes to picking a mastermind second. I like to go quarterbacks in my fantasy football draft. I like
you
to go
a little earlier.
I go a little earlier than some people.
Sure.
I probably could wait now that you've taken your mastermind, but I want to make sure you don't take this one.
Mm.
I want Jigsaw.
Oh, very good.
I want Jigsaw. I think Jigsaw has shown over the course of, like, 100 Saw films now, I think 11, he has his way of getting people in the exact spot he wants them in.
Sure. It might take him a solid, 40 years to get there, but he'll do it.
In the last movie, if I recall, he does it from beyond the grave somehow. So
I think in like the last like 7 movies.
And honestly, even if he dies, he can just get the guy from Gilmore Girls to do it for him.
Yeah.
So yeah, he's,
Or Costas Mandalore.
So he's got it all. Spoilers for the Saw series.
yeah. Spoilers for pretty much all the movies.
I'm going with Jigsaw because I need someone to control. He's got the best shot, I think, of controlling Uber,
wrangling
Jason,
these
psychopaths.
Yep.
Or at least putting them in the spot he needs to put them in so that they can do the most damage.
Excellent.
So I've got Jigsaw with my second round pick.
So any good general, right, on the battlefield, any good strategist needs a couple of...
Oh, wait, it's my turn next.
Oh, I'm sorry, it is.
Because we're
go
alternating.
Ahead.
Yeah, yeah,
yep.
Sorry.
No, go ahead.
Okay.
I apologize. We're doing the snake thing, and I forgot about that.
No, I threw a curveball in there last second. Okay, so we've got a couple of different. I think I'm going to go Brute again.
Okay.
I'm going to go Brute early. I want this guy on my team.
Mm.
I've seen him. He's essentially a UFC fighter or a professional wrestler as a slasher villain. I want Rob Zombie's version of Michael Myers on my team.
Interesting.
Yeah. Played by one Mr. Tyler Mayne, who I believe was a professional wrestler at some point.
Yes, he was. Yep.
This man is pure brute force.
Yep.
Just ask Danny Trejo or pretty much anybody he kills in those movies. Sure. Think about it. I like him, too, also, because much like any great weightlifter, female tennis player, anytime he does something, he grunts loudly.
Yeah.
So in the second movie, and I want that on my team. I want it, some audible noise when people are being murdered. So I am taking Rob Zombie's version of Michael Myers.
Beautiful. I'm going to swerve right now and go somewhere that I wasn't going to go originally, because I just want to make sure that I have a chance to get him while the getting's good. I'm going with my second tank. I'm going to go with the one you didn't get, Victor Crowley. Mm. Victor Crowley is an unstoppable force, my friend.
Yep.
He's Leatherface and Zombie Jason and all these other characters rolled into like one amalgam. And I think he'd work very well alongside his fellow tank Pumpkinhead. They both have similar origins.
They both come from the same place,
they both
don't they?
Stem from the same geographical area.
Yep.
They are both, I believe, they were both, I think they hint in Pumpkinhead 2 that Pumpkinhead, the demon, started as a mentally challenged child that was thrown in a well or something. Well, Victor Crowley was a child with some deformities and stuff, much like the child that Pumpkinhead was originally. Perhaps they'll bond over this. Perhaps they'll see each other as kindred spirits on the battlefield.
Right.
Yeah, and they'll fight harder for one another because of that. So, going with Victor Crowley.
That's a good choice.
Thank you.
That's a good choice. All right. So to recap, through three rounds, Willie's got Pumpkinhead, Angela from Sleepaway Camp, and Victor Crowley. I have Uber Jason from Jason X, Jigsaw, and Rob Zombie's version of Michael Myers.
Got some serious battles going on there, dude.
Both have two tanks and a mastermind.
We really went similar. I wasn't going to go with the tank right there, but once I saw you grab one, I'm like, I can't have him have three.
I know. Okay.
I did be strategic here.
You're up first in the fourth round.
Okay.
Who you got here?
I'm going to go with my original plan for my next pick. And I was going to go... Here's the thing. I've got a great leader, what I feel is a great leader in Angela. Love it. But any good general needs a couple of people underneath them. Middle management, if you will. Right?
Yes.
To make sure the ship is being steered. Plus, Angela is really a normal human being. So she's not going to be able to be on the front lines with Victor Crowley and Pumpkinhead.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. She's going to need some people out there to relay back and forth to. I am going to go with that. There's about to be spoilers here for the first Scream film.
Okay.
Sorry. If you haven't seen Scream 1, stop listening for the next 2 minutes. I'm going with the killers from Scream 1. I won't even say their names, but it's a spoiler that there are two killers in Scream 1. And here's the thing. I get both of them, correct, in one draft pick, right?
So we do have a couple of groups on there. I think we had the kids from Bloody Birthday. I don't think I put the strangers on now that I think back.
I think you did.
Oh, are they on there?
Yeah, I believe they are. Okay. Yep, the strangers
are
on there.
Are they on here? So we have the strangers on there. We have all of the spoilers. Ghosts. It screams a while. We've talked about it out here.
Yes.
So we have all of the killers from the Scream movies. Yeah, we've got the kids from Bloody Birthday. We've got a couple other groups on there. So.
Sure. So I'm picking the Scream 1 kids. They were manipulated by the killer from Scream 3. So they definitely are moldable. They're moldable young men. And if Angela is presenting herself as an attractive young female,
yeah,
I think she could get them to assist her, so to speak. And quite frankly, they're pretty slick too, really. They only biff at the very end of that movie. Like, when they do their whole master plan reveal thing. Like, they're pulling it off up until that point. So I'm going to go with those two fellas from the first Scream film. Those are going to be my underbosses, if you will.
Okay. Now, all right, so you've got the kids from Scream. Okay, so my pick. I want to go supernatural here.
Mm. See, I like this.
We've got a few supernatural slashers on here.
When you want somebody who's got some sort of mysticism behind them, right? You need somebody who's got one foot in that world.
Yes. So, I'm looking at the supernatural ones we've got on here. I would count Jason Goes to Hell Jason as kind of a supernatural being.
Yeah.
The issue with him is I'm never quite sure how it works. He jumps from body to body and Jason Goes to Hell, basically.
Yeah.
Do they have to? They have to, in some ways, like interact. Like he has to, like force himself inside of them in some way. I don't trust that. Candyman is one. Mary Lou from Prom Night 2. That's one. The Wishmaster is a supernatural one.
Yep.
And then, of course, isn't the Boogeyman? I believe the Boogeyman is the one. So yes. Is the Ghost from Death Spot. That is tempting.
Yeah.
But I'm going with my man here. And the thing is, here's why I'm picking him, because we're doing this in 2019. Everything is run through electricity, through technology.
Oh.
You know where I'm going with this, don't you?
Yeah, you took one of my guys I was going to be aiming for.
I'm going with Horace Pinker.
Good choice.
Shocker.
I can't be angry at that.
I'm going with Shocker. I think he, in today's day and age, may be the most effective when it comes to traveling through.
He can make some stuff happen.
God, they really need to remake Shocker.
They do. You could do a lot with it, actually. Cool. That's a great pick, dude.
And, you know,
I'm jealous.
And yeah, honestly, he is he's unstable as it is, but I feel like with being pointed in the right direction by Jigsaw, he can get some work done.
Yeah.
Because Jigsaw will tell him where he needs to go to get his kills, and that's all he wants.
Yep.
Yeah.
Good stuff, man.
All right. It's round five. I believe this is me first, right?
Yes.
Okay. So I have got, you know what? We both have, technically, I have a sausage fest basically here, but technically so do you.
Technically I do. Yes.
So I need a woman on my team. Now, granted, the majority of slashers are male.
Tend to be, yep.
They tend to be male. I want a woman here, and I'm looking over the list right now. Mr. Slasher, no, that's... okay. Man, this is tough. Because I don't want to go another supernatural one, because I'm looking at Mary Lou from Prom Night.
Mm.
And it's good. I don't trust Mary Lou. She's a little bit out there.
Yeah.
And I feel like she's only concerned with people that like are attending that high school.
It's true.
Catherine the Ghost in Death Spa. She's not going to be very effective unless I get your guys or whatever people I'm killing into a gym. Probably the Death Spa. Cinderella, I don't remember. I think for
not that I'm trying to sway you, but what about Brenda?
That's what I'm Brenda Bates. I'm just looking at this last one. I'm going with Brenda for two reasons. I wanted a kind of surprise slasher too, someone who can get in close to you. Brenda was played by Rebecca Gayhart.
Yeah.
Very pretty woman.
Yep.
Very nice woman in the movie. Until we find out she's not. Or is she nice in the movie? I can't remember. Or is she kind of like a bee?
She was nice in the movie.
Was she nice in the movie? Yeah. Okay. But she can get close to, particularly, if I'm going to get up against your team, she can get close to a lot of your male people. Oh, man. I think she would do a number on your Scream 1 guys.
She could.
I think she would get in close to them, and I think she would betray them. I want a woman, and I get a twofer here because she's also like a surprise.
Yes.
A surprise slasher.
Yeah,
so,
like that.
And I wanted to get that too. So I'm going
like
Brenda.
That.
Is it Brenda Bates?
Yes.
From Urban Legend.
You got it. Who's up next?
You are up next.
Okay.
We're on the last pick in round five. So the second pick in round five, technically.
Okay. So I've got a few options here, and it's tricky. Some of my picks are based around the ones that you're picking because I don't want you to get...
That's the way it is, though.
Back to back.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go with the Wishmaster.
Okay.
I got to have somebody who's got some sort of magical elements, especially since you got Horace on your team. Wishmaster's powers are pretty crazy and out there, so he could do some cool stuff on the battlefield.
What were his powers again?
Whatever the hell he wants, basically. He's probably overpowered.
He's a djinn. He's a
djinn. Horace Pinker's pretty overpowered, too.
Yeah,
so the two of them would be going at it for a while, I think. But I got to have something that can...
Wishmaster kills Ted Raimi, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's
and,
a mark.
And Robert Englund, I think, too.
Yes, I believe so.
And Tony Todd, I think.
Man.
Yeah.
That's quite the row.
Got to go with my boy Andrew Devoff as the Wishmaster. I think I need something that's going to keep Horace busy, at the very least.
And I think the Wishmaster as well.
He could do it. He's formidable
enough.
Can you
imagine? I forgot I have another Modelo in here.
Ooh, there you go. Yeah. Did you know that, real quick, before we jump off the Wishmaster train?
Please, let's not.
Love
anytime
Wishmaster.
Soon.
I own three of them, I think.
Okay.
What was I going to say? He's played by Mini-Me, Vern Troyer.
Is he?
When he comes out in his larval state in the first Wishmaster.
Vern Troyer recently. He recently passed, didn't he?
Yes.
Yes. Well, so. All right. So we got Wishmaster. Okay.
Also,
so.
There's a Todd McFarlane Movie Maniacs Wishmaster figure, which I really want.
They have to have that at Time Travelers. I was in Time Travelers the other day. They have multiple. Time Travelers is the comic book store that we have here in town.
Mentioned before, yeah.
Yeah. And they have so many toys. A lot of Todd McFarlane ones.
Yep.
But they have, like, seriously, like, 4 or 5 old Austin Powers toys.
I know. They've been there since the dawn
insane.
Of time. It's incredible.
I didn't even know there was a toy line. Okay. So I went first that round. So you're up first next round. Okay. But I want to recap. We're halfway through the draft right now.
Yes. Let's do it. Halfway through.
Okay. So you have one Brute in Pumpkinhead. You have a Mastermind in Angela. You have another Brute in Victor Crowley. Mm. You have Ghostface from Scream 1. What were we counting them? Kind of.
Well,
like,
they're kind of my second in command.
Yeah, your second in command. Yep. Also kind of like your surprise ones, too.
Yep.
And you have a Supernatural slasher in Wishmaster.
Yeah.
Very well-rounded team.
Thank you.
We've pretty much got the same group here, just in different rounds.
Like I said, I've had to kind of shadow what you're doing a little bit, just to be safe.
I've got my Brute for the first round is Uber Jason from Jason X. My Mastermind is Jigsaw. My second Brute is Rob Zombie's version of Michael Myers. Then I have my Supernatural Shocker. And then I have my regular Joe or Jane in Brenda Bates from
Beautiful.
Urban Legend. Okay.
Beautiful.
So you were up first.
I believe I'm up first.
In round,
yes.
Round number 6.
Yeah, round 6. Okay, so I need somebody who can be stealthy.
Yes.
Somebody who can get in behind enemy lines, maybe do some damage, right? And I had a hard time with this. I initially was thinking Chucky, right? But then I realized that every time Chucky starts stabbing or killing somebody, he starts screaming things, and he's not that stealthy.
Chucky does not shut up.
He won't shut up, and he can't help himself.
This is part of the reason, like, as my mastermind, I didn't pick Freddy Krueger, because halfway through, he'd lose control over everything and start making dumb jokes.
Yeah, couldn't help himself.
Freddy can't stay focused.
He's
like,
his worst enemy.
First Freddy probably
he'd
could do
be
it.
Be all right.
Later sequels Freddy, which you have to take into account, no.
Problematic. I'm going to go Blade from Puppet Master on this one. Here's the thing. He is small.
Right.
But that dude can take care of some business, all right? He's not, look, is Blade going to be taking out Uber Jason? No, it's not going to happen. But Blade might be able to get in close to even like a Jigsaw, right? Especially because my boy Jigsaw John Kramer's got a little bit of a fascination with dolls. I don't know if you remember right. He might be like, oh, who's this little guy?
Shit, you're right.
So I'm going to send Blade in behind enemy lines to try and take out, try to cut the head off the Hydra.
Shit. Blade. Yeah, you're right. Ah, okay. Blade from Puppet Master.
Pick Billy so they can fight. There's no Billy.
Okay. I like where your head's at with the sneaky one.
Yeah, do that. Yeah. I want to hear. I'm excited.
I'm trying to think, yeah. Okay, because we've got Brutes, and Brutes are very dumb, so I need someone who can sneak up on them. The obvious one, I think the sneakiest slasher, but I don't want to take him because I have a feeling, like, if you get the two Michael Myers in the same dimension, like, you could have problems with them.
Like, they might not be fans of each other.
They could look at each other, and, like, I don't know. I don't know how space-time works. Yeah, if there's some sort of paradox that I'm not that I'm unaware of. God, the strangers are very sneaky.
Yeah.
I don't remember.
And you get 3 of them.
Wait, what was the Prowler's backstory?
He's not sneaky.
He's not sneaky.
I'm pretty sure he blows a dude's head off with a shotgun. In that
but
movie.
Wasn't he like an old... Like,
he was a World War II vet, I believe.
Was he a vet?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Shit. Okay. Here's
a little on the older side.
Here's why I kind of want... Because wasn't Blade from Puppet Master, wasn't he like a Nazi?
No, he fought the Nazis.
Oh, did Blade fight the Nazis?
Yeah.
Okay. It's been a while.
Yeah, he was created by Andre Toulon
to
and
fight
killed a bunch of Nazis.
Okay. Yeah, yeah, that wouldn't be good because they'd team up.
Yeah, they'd be buddies.
I'm looking at the second group here. Maniac Cop is not. The dentist would have to get you in the dentist chair. Shit. The Ripper from My Soul to Take.
Hold on. There's somebody in here, man. I hate to assist, but I got
no,
assist.
No. I'm looking. Cropsy's not very sneaky.
Oh, dude. Guy, what's his name? Hold on.
What about the Phantom Killer? I mean, a lot of these 80s slashers tend to be very sneaky, but I don't remember them that well. Because a lot of
Billy
them are...
from Black Christmas. dude is in the house, right?
Oh, shit, you're right.
The whole time.
Yeah, he's kind of the original.
He's the original stock.
Okay, so I'm down to two. I'm down to Billy Lenz from Black Christmas, I think. Bill Roberts from Intruder. That's a superhero or supermarket one. No, not my Bloody Valentine either. I don't want the Driller Killer from Slumber Party Massacre because, if I recall, in like the second or third one, he breaks into song all the time.
Yeah. A power drill is loud.
Oh, I didn't even run the clock. Okay, I need to make a choice. So yeah. I'm down between the Strangers or Billy Lenz. You know what?
Or the Ginger Dead Man.
I got the stepfather out here. I've got old Locke from Lost. God. Let's go with the Strangers.
Good call.
I'm going with the Strangers. They work as a unit. They're more of a slasher, I think, in the second movie. They are.
Yeah. They're very susceptible to being killed. There's no doubt about that. But.
Yes.
Power in numbers.
Power in numbers. They are quite sneaky, if I recall.
Very sneaky.
The only thing is, though, they tend to get a little theatrical,
they
if
do.
I recall.
And the only other drawback I would say is if one of them gets killed, the other ones get pretty pissed about it. They start to lose their cool a little bit.
But on the plus side, there are three of them. So I think it's a value choice in a late round.
100%.
I'm going to go Strangers.
I love the choice.
All right. So we're through round six. I think I'm up first this round. Okay. So I want a little slasher, a smaller slasher, to kind of go up against Blade. To fight on a level playing field.
Oh, sure, sure.
Because we've got a few choices here as well.
Somebody can sit on Jake's shoulder and like...
Or like... Yeah. Now, what's nice is... You're right. Oh, you know what? Yeah, I don't want to go with Chucky because I feel as if Chucky and... What's that puppet's name from Saw? Is it Billy?
Yeah.
It's Billy the puppet, right? Yeah. I feel like Chucky and him could like... There could be like a feud. Between the inanimate doll. So that leaves me only with a couple. It leaves me pretty much with the Ginger Dead Man. Or...
Get the Leprechaun.
The Leprechaun. See, the issue with the Leprechaun, though, is I'm going to... Do any of your characters, do they revolve around gold?
Not yet.
You know what, though? Here's the thing. I'm going to go with Leprechaun. And here's why. I have a feeling that some of his powers, not only could he take on Blade on a level playing field, I have a feeling that some of the Leprechaun's powers may like nullify the Wishmasters in some way.
They could help with the Wishmaster.
I think that they could help Shocker out a little bit if we can keep... This is a late round pick, but I'm going to go Leprechaun because we've just got to keep him focused. We have to. What has to happen is one of the Strangers, or maybe Brenda Bates, she's a bit sneaky as well, could plant some gold on one of your guys.
Yeah.
And I think the Leprechaun, that might motivate the Leprechaun.
That guy's got your gold.
All right. So my round seven pick is the Leprechaun.
Very cool.
All right. You are up.
So we have four picks left then. No, three, right?
This is the first time I've ever spelled the word Leprechaun correctly. I always put it in A.
That's funny. How many do I have left? Picks?
Okay. So you have four picks left. I have three.
Okay. So I've got my brutes. I feel good about that. I've got someone sneaky. I've got somebody with some ranged stuff. I got a leader. I got some assistance to the leader. I want to start building out a few of my guys on the ground level. Okay. These guys are going to be the first ones on the front lines with the brutes right behind them. And I want these guys to be tough, to be durable, but to be pretty mobile, okay? I'm going to start with the remake Jason, the Derek Mears Jason.
The Derek Mears Jason.
He's
going to
haul ass.
That's a good pick.
And get out there right out of the gate. And he can take a beating. He's not quite zombie Jason, but he can take a beating. So I'm going to go with the Derek Mears Jason from the Friday the 13th remake to get out there on the front lines.
And we should add here, the reason we separated, we didn't really separate, we separated the two Michael Myers, because I think they have obvious differences in skill sets.
Yeah.
And we separated all of the Jasons. Because the Jasons have very different skill sets throughout the movie. Derek Mears' Jason is like a hunter. I believe he even shoots someone with an arrow at one point.
Yes.
He is
like
very...
through the eye across a lake.
Yeah. The Kane Hodder one is kind of like a zombie... tank, brute, yeah, whatever you want to call it.
Smaller brute.
Powerful, yeah. Yes. Some of the other ones, we got Roy on here. The thing, Roy is a go-getter. I just worry about Roy's age.
He could be catching up to him.
Yeah. So, okay. So we're 7 picks in apiece. You're up first next round. Do you want a recap of your team right now?
Yeah, let me hear it.
Pumpkinhead, Angela from Sleepaway Camp, Victor Corrali from the Hatchet movies, Scream 1 Ghostface is. Is that the plural of Ghostface? Faces? Yeah, it would be, wouldn't it? Wishmaster, Blade from Puppet Master. 2 masters. Oof, I didn't know that. And Remake Jason, the Derek Hughes version. So you're on your 8th pick. You got 3 picks left.
All right. I need somebody else down there on the ground level with Derek Mears' Jason. And I had a couple options here I was going to choose between. And I think if I can get both, I'm going to wind up getting both to be right down there at the ground level. I'm going to start with Maniac Cop, okay?
That's a good choice.
The guy knows firearms. He can hit some people from across the way a little bit. And he's strong. He's tough as nails. He can take a beating. But he can get out there and he can use some. He can get some range, right? He's not going to take most of your guys out with a bullet, okay? But he might be able to slow them down or do some damage from a distance. And then when they get up close, my boy knows his way around a nightstick. So
he does.
I'm going to go with the Maniac Cop. Matt Cordell, I believe, is his his name.
Yeah, and that's the thing with the Maniac Cop, too, is, like, particularly with, like, my human characters, like, it's not going to matter against some of my other guys, but the human characters, that's the scary thing about Maniac Cop is, like, you think it's a cop.
Yeah,
like to protect and serve, but he's not there to protect and serve.
Oh, he's there to enslave
be
and
a
punish.
Maniac. Yeah. Okay, that's a good choice.
Thank you.
Okay, so I have 3 picks left. Well, I kind of want to do another big fella here. Oh, I don't want the snowman from Jack Frost.
I don't know how that even works.
I know, because if it's the summer, he's not going to do anything. But I don't even remember the movie.
Do you melt him? I don't.
I don't remember some of these. That's kind of an issue. It's like, I vaguely remember that most of them are just like killers.
Right.
Like regular people right. Killers. The hosses, if you will, that jump out at me. Chrome Skull's a bigger guy, right?
I think so.
Yeah.
He also a little bit of, got some tech stuff going on there too.
Yeah. He's a big fella. Uncle Sam.
Yeah.
Was that Isaac Hayes? He was in the movie.
He's in the movie, I think.
Okay.
Oh, man, we didn't do Santa Slay. Bill Goldberg as Santa.
Yeah, the other wrestler, though, my big hoss, is Jacob Goodnight from...
Oh, that's a good one.
Oh, my God, I haven't even looked at this page yet, really. Okay, so I had this argument with my wife earlier. Babyface from Happy Death Day. Mm-hmm. We talked about... Well, we will talk about him next week on our bonus episode, but the thing with Babyface is it doesn't control the time loop necessarily, but
right.
It kind of does.
Kind of.
That's the thing.
Yeah.
Babyface is confusing.
That's tricky.
Cinderella, if I recall, is the same. Okay, I am going to go with, you know what? I'm going to go with Cropsey.
Okay.
From The Burning. Yeah. And... Yeah. Cropsey, I'm going with because...
Cropsey's kind of an everyman. He's got a little bit of everything, right? He can be sneaky, he can be strong, he's got a bit of...
Yeah, Cropsey's got he's got an all-around game.
Jack of all trades, you need somebody like that.
Got an all-around game. I wanted to pick a wild card. I still might go with one more brute, but I wanted to pick a wild card, someone, who's just like a solid pick, who can do it all. And honestly, when Cropsey gets going, take a look at the raft in The Burning. Like, if Cropsey gets on a roll, if he gets hot, like, if he starts hitting from 3, you're in trouble. So, if I can...
For sure.
Yeah, if I can get Cropsey rolling there, I'm going Cropsey. I spelled it wrong. I always spell it wrong. There's no E in the Burning version of Cropsey.
Oh.
Yeah. So.
That's funny. I didn't realize that.
All right. I'm up next, right?
I believe so. I'm not good with the snake thing, so I'm just rolling with what you say.
I pick last in that round, so I'm up first this round. Okay. So, you know what? Give me Jacob Goodnight. No. Take it back. Give me Vinnie Jones, Mahogany from Midnight Meat Train.
That was my next pick. Well done.
Sorry. Oh, my gosh. I didn't know. First of all, I didn't know his name was Mahogany.
Amazing.
I was just
that was my next pick.
I always called him the Butcher or Vinnie Jones.
That works too.
The thing with him, I guess, is Yeah, but you got to get him on the train, I guess. But that's his playing field. He could do damage anywhere.
Oh, for sure.
But the train is his element.
Yes.
So I am going to go, and if you think you're going to pick the person from Terror Train that is a magician, right?
Oh God,
David. You think you're going to try to get him up against Midnight Meat Train? You got another thing coming.
Yeah, you're in trouble.
All right, Will, you're up.
Oh man. Let's see here. This is tricky. Mahogany was my next pick. So this is where things get dangerous. They throw you for a loop. I got, what, two left, right? So I need to be pretty strategic here. I want one more guy on that ground level. One more guy who's a soldier, who's a strong soldier in the cause. But I want, here's the thing. I've got Remake Jason, who's pretty quick, but not, he's a big guy, right? And I've got, yeah. Who's my second pick? Maniac Cop, who's a slower moving fella. I need somebody down there who's agile, who can jump around, who can confuse and disorient the enemy. And I'm going to go with, with One Eye from Wrong Turn. Now, yeah. One Eye is a bit of a wild card, okay? One Eye is a little on the crazy side and a little spastic, but I think if you get him out there with, once again, with Crowley and Pumpkinhead, I feel like he's got a makeshift family there, right? That he'll fight with and fight for.
Yeah.
And dude can swing from trees. I mean, he's all over the place. Like, I don't know if you've seen that guy move in a while, but he can get around. So I think he could do some damage. He's good at throwing knives and stuff like that too. So I'm going to go with One Eye. Yeah.
Good choice.
Thank you.
Good choice. All right. We're on the last round now.
This is it.
This has been fun.
It has been a lot of fun.
This has been fun. All right. I'm going to give you a recap of your team.
Thank you.
Before your last pick. Pumpkinhead, Angela from Sleepaway Camp, Victor Crowley, Ghost Faces from Scream 1, Wishmaster, Andrew Devoff, Blade from Puppet Master, Remake Jason, Maniac Cop, and One Eye from Wrong Turn.
What a crew.
And now just a reminder, so you don't pick any of mine, I don't think you will. Uber Jason, Jigsaw, Rob Zombie's version of Michael Myers, Shocker, Brenda Bates, The Strangers, Leprechaun, Cropsy, and Mahogany from Midnight Meat Train.
Dang. Ugh. Pretty great stuff, man. This is tough because I'm going to start the timer. My heart tells me to go wild card on this. Go crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Lose the strategy and just go for somebody who you feel, for that guy or gal that could turn the tide if things start to become problematic. And there's no one person that sticks out like that necessarily on the list. Like you said, a lot of these guys are just killers. They're just masked killers, which is what slashers tend to be. So who do I go with, right? Who's gonna be my strategy to turn things around if it gets bad? You know, could it be Boreanaz with his striking good looks? Probably not.
Sorry, I love Valentine so much.
I love Valentine a lot. Man, this is really tough, dude.
Did we do Valentine on this podcast?
I think we have.
Okay.
This is really tough. This is the final pick. And I'm halfway through my time here, so I've really got to think about it. Oh, Tim.
We will only be strict on your time. The Hook Killer is kind of a bum. He's kind of sucky.
Yeah, I'm not nuts about that.
Dr. Giggles.
Yeah, I'm not convinced about that either.
Is he even a slasher?
You know what? I'm going with somebody who's got some interesting techniques, somebody who's got a little bit of supernatural quality to him. Not insane, but this person can get airbound, can get aerial, which I do not have on my team thus far. Well, maybe the Wishmaster.
Yeah.
I'm going with the Creeper.
Shit.
Gotta go with the Creeper. Plus, he's got a killer like battle van he can take the crew out in, so I'm going with the Creeper. I assume that you are thinking about going with the Creeper.
Yeah, here's the thing is I need someone on my team. I'm looking at my team, and the only person I have close to having any sort of agility is probably Cropsey, and that's a stretch, honestly.
Yeah, we don't see him. Well, I mean, I don't know. We don't know, 100%. He does run.
He does. Okay, I'm looking at this right now. And I don't have anybody athletic on my team. Because the Leprechaun is not athletic at all. He can fly a little, I think, right?
He can probably... I would say the Leprechaun can probably fly.
Yeah.
Correct?
Yeah, I would think so. Leatherface is not exactly athletic.
No.
Pinhead, I mean, I don't know what he does in his spare time, maybe.
The Collector?
He just kind of collects.
Yeah.
I don't remember a couple of these as much.
Well, Mahogany's probably athletic.
Mahogany, Vinny Jones used to be like a soccer player.
Yeah.
If I recall correctly. So, what should I go with here? I don't remember Shredder well enough.
No.
Do you remember the movie Shredder?
I just barely.
part of you just wants to go with the Bye-Bye Man because it's funny.
What about Jacob Goodnight? He's pretty...
That's the thing is Kane is, I mean, Kane is Kane, professional wrestler Kane.
Right.
He has some athleticism. I just worry that he and Midnight Mitri, Gunther from Funhouse, isn't there a couple killers in Funhouse?
Well, Gunther's like the big...
Gunther's the big bad,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Leslie Vernon?
Yeah, Leslie Vernon, though, he's too close to a mastermind. I feel like him and Jigsaw could...
Yeah.
What about one of the Jasons?
Dude, there's got to be a Jason in here you could add to the crew. What about Well, it's tricky. So like are you looking for speed?
Timeout. No. We're going Manhattan Jason.
Oh, okay.
Because here's the thing. If you recall Jason Tate's Manhattan, he may not be the most athletic person, but he possesses the power of teleportation.
Might do straight teleport.
He shows up places in that movie
that are impossible.
That no being should be able to do in our universe.
Correct.
And yet, the Manhattan version of Jason. I feel bad picking two Kane Hodder Jasons.
No.
But guess what? They're different enough.
Hey, dude, they're on the list. So.
So.
Man, there we have it.
I'm marking it down. Okay. All right, we're going to recap. I think this is quite the matchup. We have here.
It's amazing. I'm pretty psyched.
All right, so I'm going to try to do this by like and match them up. So for our brutes,
close your eyes and picture the battlefield, listeners.
Yeah. So for like our first round, we both pick kind of like brutes, brute strength, tanks, hosses, big fighters, big powerful slashers.
Yep.
Pumpkinhead versus Uber Jason from Jason X.
Yeah, if these were the Avengers, these would be your Hulks or your Thors.
Exactly. Right. Then we both picked in the second round. We both had our masterminds.
Yes.
We had Angela from Sleepaway Camp. Mm-hmm. Mainly, if I recall, the fourth Sleepaway Camp movie.
Two and three.
Yeah, mainly the sequels. Versus Jigsaw from the Saw movies. From, I don't know, a couple of them. And then he goes somewhere. Then we had another matchup of brute force with Victor Crowley from the Hatchet movies versus Rob Zombie's version of Michael Myers.
Mm-hmm.
Man, that would be something to behold.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, they'd be going to town.
They would be going to town. What's your favorite Victor Crowley kill?
Oh, when he pulls the one in his head in half. No question.
Yeah, yeah. That's a really good
kill. No question.
Then, okay, so you had kind of your surprise-type killers, your kind of everyman's in Scream 1's version of Ghostface.
Right.
Yes.
Right, sure.
To kind of counteract you in the fifth round, I took Brenda Bates from Urban Legend.
Those are a nice comparison.
Yes.
Those would probably be your second-in-commands either way.
Exactly. Yeah, and I feel like they could take orders.
Well, here's the thing. Brenda's a young college student. Seems like she's got a good head on her shoulders, except for the crazy part. And I could see her being taken under the wing of John Kramer to become a new apprentice.
Ooh, I like that idea for a sequel, mm-hmm. a crossover. Then, okay, so round five we got to, and I'm going to skip back to round four because we had a couple of supernatural.
Yes. Yes.
Wishmaster versus the Shocker. Horace
Pretty
Pinker.
Cool.
That would be quite a matchup.
Pretty cool.
For our smaller slashers, you had Blade from Puppet Master.
Yes.
And I had Leprechaun.
Yep.
The Leprechaun, I should say. Now, for kind of our sneakier Hunter matchup, I think, this would be kind of a fun matchup, actually. Remake Jason, played by Derek Mears, mm-hmm. versus The Strangers.
Yeah.
I can see that. Then we get a little bit. We've got a couple. I'm going to match up Cropsy versus One Eye. That's yours. That's a cool matchup.
Cool fight.
And then I think this is also a cool matchup here. Maniac Cop versus Mahogany for Midnight Meter.
Love it.
And then, of course, round out the crew for you. You've got the Creeper, and I've got the Manhattan version of Jason. Jason Takes Manhattan.
Not bad.
So those are our teams, folks. What will happen here is this episode will come out. It will be Friday when you're listening to this,
mm-hmm.
Or maybe not Friday. Maybe you're listening down the road. But within the next few days, I will be posting the teams that we have picked.
Yes.
Because I want to give everybody a chance to listen to it. I want to spoil this episode, well, if you haven't had a chance to listen to it. So
yep.
Keep a lookout.
Yep.
And then we are going to ask who you think wins.
I want to know.
Yeah.
I want to know what you think.
I want to know who you
think. I like your team a lot. I just want to say
I like your team, too. I think we did a good job.
You. I think we both did quite well.
Yeah.
So I want to hear what you guys think. I'm very excited about this. Very excited about this.
And also,
give us some reasonings, too. Like, give us a reason. Like, you don't have to, but, like, be like, hey, I think here's who I think takes it. Like, here's the pick where I think you sealed the deal. I want to know.
Yes.
Yeah.
And keep an eye on our Instagram page, because I'm going to try to maybe post the draft board. And maybe if you want to create your own team.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah.
Now, if I had the money to commission, like, a talented artist to do this, I would have some sort of drawing or painting done of our two teams, like,
facing
running
off.
At each other.
Yeah, like, kind of like the end of the X-Men cartoon theme song.
Yes. Well, I was thinking, like, Lord of the Rings, like, the two.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But I like that better. So anyway, that is what I would... if I could have one art piece, like, just put up in this recording area,
it would be
those two armies battling each other. Maybe I'll talk to our friend John Morrell.
See if he can give us some sort of mural. Yeah. Yeah.
See if he can get to work on that.
Yeah.
Awesome.
We'll commission John. I mean, that's a good use of his time.
Or maybe he does one at a time. Maybe you have one piece with two of the guys fighting, right?
Yeah.
And over the course of the next, I just pay him a little bit each time. Be like, can you do a new one for me? It'll be the other two. And then eventually it'll make one big picture.
Yeah, kind of like an interlocking, like the way comic books used to
Thank you.
In a lot of ways.
Yes.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Very cool. All right.
Now I want to do this.
No, I can't stop thinking about what it would look like.
Yeah.
All right. No, that was fun. I don't know how we could do this again. Like, maybe monsters.
Well... Here's the thing. I think we can make it work, but we'll have to talk about it and think about it. So
it'll be down the line if we ever do this again. So
let us know if you guys enjoyed this, please.
Yes. Where can they get at us?
They
and
get
maybe
us.
Give us their teams or their picks.
Yes. We're on Twitter at HM Yearbook. Probably better in this case, shoot us an email. horrormovieyearbook@gmail.com. That'd be great. You can find us on Facebook, facebook.com/horrormovieyearbook. We're on Instagram, all those good things. But if you got... a quick and short answer, you just want to tell us who you think won. Twitter's a good way to do it. If you want to give us a little more explanation, which we'd love to hear, throw us an email. That'd be cool, too. So,
yes.
We look forward to hearing from you. Thanks, guys.
Oh, one last thing. I want to, because we forgot to say this, I wanted to, because there are probably someone this whole episode going, like, why didn't they use Death from Final Destination?
Yeah.
We kicked Death off.
Yeah, it was too tricky.
Mm-hmm.
Some of these ones are tricky enough.
Some of these ones are tricky,
like,
too.
Things like Wishmaster. Like, what does he do? So that was tricky, but Death itself was too problematic for me.
Yeah, I don't know how.
Couldn't get my head around how to include it.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, I don't know how you beat him. I don't know even how he beats you, unless,
I mean, if you get into that, it'd be like, oh, Jason trips and his machete falls through his own head. You know what I mean? Like,
it gets, it gets a little too deep, I think, for for what we're looking to do. Willie, what do you want to do next?
Oh, boy, Tim. Man, I don't know.
Is there something you've been hankering to watch?
I don't know. You know, there hasn't been any specific thing that I've been itching for. I'm kind of looking at the collection. Sometimes I just like to dip over here and look and see if there's anything that kind of calls out to me. Man. What would be fun? God, there's many a cup. any interest in maybe... have you ever seen Pontypool?
I have seen Pontypool.
I've got a copy of Pontypool.
I quite like Pontypool.
Want to do that one?
We can do Pontypool.
Screw it. Let's do Pontypool.
Pontypool. Pontypool, a Canadian film.
Yep, starring Stephen McHattie.
Yeah.
Big fan of his.
From the mid-2000s?
Yep.
Okay.
Let's make sure it's available on places to stream before we pick it.
Good call. Yeah.
I'm not entirely sure it is, so...
I'm looking as well. Seal
the deal here, so to speak.
I organized all my apps.
2008.
And so, like, I have this really good app, but I can't find it.
Yeah, it's available on iTunes. I don't know that it's available anywhere else, though.
Pontypool.
Looks like it's...
I'm looking right now. Two offers available. It is on iTunes, and that's it.
Is that enough? It says available on Amazon, but is it a disc?
I think it's a disc.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's available to
rent. Is that available enough if it's just on iTunes?
I don't know.
Should we go with something a little more widely?
I think we might. Sorry.
Yeah. man, this is tough.
What's it going to be? It's going to be like late July. I was trying to think of something that we could tie in.
Have we done the first Wrong Turn?
No.
Let's do Wrong Turn,
okay,
man.
Okay,
let's check it out. That's got to be available, buddy. It's got to. Let's check out old One Eye, man. I haven't seen Wrong Turn in a long time.
13 offers available is what I'm looking at right now. You can rent Wrong Turn.
YouTube, Amazon, iTunes, Google Play, Vudu. It's on Cinemax. Dude, we're good.
Yeah.
That's enough places. Wrong Turn. We're doing the original Wrong Turn.
Perfect.
That's what we're doing.
Perfect. So we'll be back in 2 weeks?
Maybe one day we'll do Pontypool.
Yeah, we'll keep Pontypool. Yeah, I do want to do Pontypool. I was kind of, yeah. Let's do Wrong Turn, though.
Yes.
I like both of them.
Yes.
Okay, so your pick for a couple weeks, Wrong Turn.
Yep.
Okay.
We're doing it.
We're doing it.
Beautiful.
I think I own it, too.
Cool.
So, all right.
I think I own a copy somewhere. So, awesome. Okay. Thanks for joining us, guys.
Yes, thank you. Hope you had fun. Let us know your slasher picks, and let us know if you have the Bye Bye Man or Woman.